From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
We are seeing a lot of activity at local farmers markets this summer. That's according to this report from Rod Bain.
This past July 4th was a celebration as always, yet also the kickoff to a celebration of our nation approaching a milestone.
America's 250th anniversary is the single greatest year in the history of our country. We want to have a lot of great things.
President Donald Trump in Iowa on July 3rd this year, announcing some of the plans and events making up a year-long celebration of the U.S., culminating in the 250th anniversary of our nation in 2026. Among those,
every one of our national park battlefields and historic sites are going to have special events in honor of America 250. We're going to have some incredible events.
Joining the Iowa USA 250th anniversary kickoff event, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
We will have a celebration worthy of the anniversary across this entire next year. We are pulling out all the stops to celebrate 250 years of American greatness.
And at the July 3rd celebration, the secretary made an announcement of an upcoming USDA event in conjunction with our nation's 250th birthday.
We will have in August the biggest, most amazing American farmers market in the history of our country in Washington on the National Mall.
The August 3rd through 6th event expands 30 years of USDA's farmers market at USDA headquarters to include market opportunities from producers and vendors from all 50 states on the National Mall, with Secretary Rollins offering this invitation.
Every farmer, every rancher, every producer from every state who sell their beautiful crops and their products and their pork and their beef to join us in Washington during National Farmers Market Week.
Details about the Great American Farmers Market are available online at www.usda.gov. Click the link to the Great American Farmers Market to learn more about the August 3rd ribbon cutting ceremony, market hours, daily programming, and vendor sign-ups. And for information about local to you farmers markets to visit during the regular days and times of opening, go to this web address, www.usdalocalfoodportal.com. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Well, in addition to my duties here at On the Farm Radio, I'm also honored to be able to host the podcast For the Soil, A Conversation. It's sponsored by the USDA, the NRCS, Virginia Cooperative Extension, Virginia Tech. A lot of different organizations are behind this podcast, and it's a real honor for me to host that podcast. I thought I'd share with you a recent podcast that featured guest John Piatti. He's Chief Executive Officer for the American Farmland Trust, and he told us a little bit about the organization.
American Farmland Trust is an organization that's been around for over 40 years. Some people know our bumper sticker, our iconic green and white bumper sticker that says no farms, no food. But we do a lot of things. We have offices across the country, and we both are involved in policy, advancing better policy for farming, mostly oriented towards what we call conservation agriculture. So that could be better practices for farmers to help improve the land, or it could be about farmland protection. And We do policy work. We do a lot of research to undergird that work. We do a lot of work in the field with farmers to help them adopt better policies and projects and the like.
An amazing amount of resources available at your website. And mm-hmm. I don't have it right in front of me, but if I recall, it's farmland.org.
You got it. That's right.
Very good. Well, it was just a few weeks ago, I believe it was October the 16th, that we all celebrated World Food Day. Tell me about your involvement with that event.
Well, World Food Day really provides the perfect opportunity to think about our food system and the farms that support it. So food and agriculture really form the foundation of civilization. And what I sometimes say is that we can't hope for a sustainable future without sustainable agriculture. And yet our food system is facing some challenges. We got a taste of that during the pandemic with disruptions in the supply chain, created empty supermarket shelves, some high prices for some products. But those disruptions are small compared to what could happen in the future if we don't move towards a more resilient and sustainable food system. So World Food Day provides an opportunity for us to address those issues forthrightly, to really think about what we need in the future.
And that was just a brief portion of our conversation with John Piotti with the American Farmland Trust. You can learn more about the podcast and review the archives. Oh yeah, all those podcasts are available online at the website forthesoil.org. That's the digit for thesoil.org.
On the Farm Radio, we'll be back after this message.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, and a possible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation Lifesaver.
Today, we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, WEEO FM 103.7, and the second station being in Glenville, West Virginia, WVRW FM 107.7. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and Glenville, West Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today, well, this one comes from Abraham Lincoln, who once said, "The best way to destroy an enemy is to make him your friend." That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on Farm, and I'm Ish.